Hey, pervert. I know you've been trying to find something new to stimulate yourself lately. It's sad, isn't it? You keep searching for more and more extreme things, but your body has grown tired of a promise you can't deliver to it. Your cock craves a unique feeling. Your balls ache with restlessness that can't be drained. It's a sad fact that you have massaged your penis every night for years and years, and you've finally run out of new things to see. But that's where I come in, isn't it? You went and found this instruction clip because you needed me to guide you to newer pleasures. But we both know that the path to pleasure often involves just a little bit of pain. Before we begin, you have to commit yourself to me. And my voice, and my sweet tortured thing, as you let yourself become my property, I will see that I take care of my things, including that bored little bump you keep abusing between your legs. Your cock, my dear, is mine now, and so are the balls beneath it. And it is those balls that will be the focus of my attention. So, repeat after me. A whisper, if you must, as you quietly try to find relief hidden away in your secret place you go to abuse yourself. Whisper it now. I give my cock and balls to you, mistress, and will obey your commands. Very good. Today, we're going to try something very different. You will need to be safe, because this is a very intimate and just a little destructive. You can pause this audio clip while you go find what you must seek. I want you to find a needle. I would like you to find a brand new sewing machine needle, because they are very sharp, but also a bit thick. A new one is my command. Go on now. Go find my torture device and come back to me. Now that you have your needle, I want you to sanitize it. First, wash your hands more than you have ever washed them before. Douse them with rubbing alcohol. I want them as clean as you can make them. Then, either heat the needle with a flame, or else wash it with the rubbing alcohol. It's very important that zero random germs survive on the needle. Bring the alcohol with you. You belong to me now. And I will always take care of my things. After the needle is clean, do not rest it on any surface other than a clean paper towel. Bring it back to your secret place where you can listen to me. I want you to warm yourself up. Get naked. There's no need to build this step up. We need your cock and balls displayed. I want you to bathe your balls with rubbing alcohol. Oh, it will sting, but you deserve it. Wipe the underside of your cock with the remainder. This will burn far more than your balls, but I want every last inch of you squeaky clean for me. Now that you're all prepared, I want you to continue warming your balls up with the palm of your hand. Go on. Rub them up and down, flat palmed, making a giant smush of testicles and skin. Treat yourself. Rub up the base of your shaft and let the warmth of your hand prepare you for pain and pleasure. Pinch the head of your penis just a little bit. Pull it upwards and towards your belly. Now, grab it by its base and smack it against your abdomen. I want you to feel blood being whipped down into it, back and forth. Each time I say now, I want you to smack your belly with your cock. Now. 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 Three more bigger smacks. Now. 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 Okay, two smacks that are as big as you think you can do. Now. Now. One last one, but not yet. I want you to wait for it. Let the head of your cock catch up with the abuse. Now. That's cute. I think you might be starting to feel aroused finally. I want you to use your non-dominant hand to stroke yourself as poorly or as best you can, and use your dominant hand to pinch the bottom of your sack. Twist your fingers back and forth. Pinch. Pinch the sack. Feel it start to loosen. Now pull that sack downwards, slowly at first. There you go. Look at the skin letting go. We need that sack to be as loose as it gets today. I hope you're not very cold. Switch your sack pulling to the other hand. While you're playing with your sack, I want you to flop your balls around in there, just a little, to feel them moving up and down. Very good. Give your balls a little squeeze. See how hard you can grab them without causing any pain. Now pull your sack beneath your balls and feel the skin react to your hand. Your sack is going to have quite an experience today. Grab the needle. It is time, my dear, to experience a new sensation. Did your heart just skip a beat? You nasty creature. Of course you're getting worked up. I'm happy for you. Now, back to that cock with your non-dominant hand. I want you to caress your cock with the needle. Just graze it as barely as you can. Go ahead, it won't hurt. Avoid the needle's tip. Just press the side of the needle against your skin. Feel its coldness. Let your cock warm it slightly. I want you to learn the pressure you can make against your skin with the needle. Consider for a moment that the needle is about to go through your sack and out the other side. Oh yes, you're going to pierce yourself for me. Right now. Take the needle and place it against the back side of your sack, at the bottom, where there are no balls or any internal connections. The thinnest part, my dear. Now, we're going to press the needle through your sack and out the front, a quarter of an inch away. This will hurt. It will hurt twice, when you go in, and then when you come out the front. I'll help you. If you stretch your skin as tight as you can, it will make the needle easier to penetrate your body. Go on. Press the tip against your skin. Go on. It hurts, doesn't it? But you're not doing it hard enough to go inside. You will see the needle tip pressing against the front before it punctures you. Very slowly, but with firm pressure, I want you to press the needle further against your skin. As it hurts, the pleasure will start to increase. Your cock may start to drip around this point. I recommend that you focus on the needle for right now. You might need a little encouragement to get the needle in. Go on, you nasty man. On the count of three, I want you to press the needle as firmly as you can and watch it sink into your body. Are you ready? One, two, three. Push, push, push. Ah, did you hear a tiny little pop? It's gone in. Take a deep breath. Adrenaline is probably pumping into you. This might be a good place for you to tend to that giant throbbing erection. If so, I recommend you close this clip and finish it another time. You'd have all you need to make a giant mess. If you decide to continue, the needle is now inside your ball sack. It needs to come out the other side. This will hurt just a little more than going in, because now you know what to expect. You will watch the needle explode out the other side of your flesh in reverse. It will be agony to watch your skin become stretched to its tearing point, turn white with force, and then yield to the gray, shiny metal of the needle tip. But this is no time to be thoughtful. Go ahead, grab the needle. It's time to push again. Once you find the spot you want to emerge, I think you should stick with it. Each time you find a new spot, you will have more pain and pleasure to deal with. Push on the needle. At first, you will see a red lump begin to form where the needle is going to emerge. Keep pressing. Twist the needle back and forth a little. Does it hurt? If it does, you should see the sac flesh turning closer to white. As it begins to tear open, the needle will appear. Do you see the needle? I can hear your heart beating faster and faster. Do you see the needle head yet? I need you to get that needle head outside of your sack. Come on, push! Push the needle. Yes, you see the silver needle now, just under a few more layers of skin. Do you hear it tearing? You're about to come out. There, push, yes. It's just barely outside. And now you have to push the rest of the width out. Push that needle through. You're doing it. You're piercing your own balls just to get off. Pull it through. Pull it all the way through to the middle. You're a nasty little boy. I love it. Whew. You did a good job. And look at that visual mess. Do I see a tiny drop of blood? Very nice. Very, very nice. Your cock seems to have woken right up. I want you to stroke yourself slowly. You're going to be very stimulated, and having your orgasm will be very easy today. You might want to play with the needle as you stroke. I should tell you that you might wish to pull the needle back out before you come, as it can be a little too torturous to pull the needle out after your cock is deflated and your brain is turned back on. It can be very entertaining to pull the needle down and stretch your balls while you shoot your load as well. This is all up to you. I'm very proud of you, my little piercer. Now, when you're done, I want you to pat yourself down with the alcohol again. It will wince, but it's good to clean up. Discard the needle. It might take you a couple days to heal up. This might be good now, and then activity for you and not a regular one. Thank you for playing a little torture game with me, and I will talk to you the next time you play this clip. Bye!